For more on all of this, we're joined now by CNN's chief media analyst, Brian Stelter, who's outside ABC's New York headquarters. Brian, thanks for making time for us. So the last time the FCC revoked a broadcast license related to a station's programming was in 1969. There was a station in Jackson, Mississippi, which defended segregation on the air. What are the realistic outcomes here? Are we talking fines, conditions on licenses, or something more severe?
I think the process is mostly the punishment here. It is unlikely that ABC would have its station licenses in eight cities where it owns stations. It's unlikely those would actually be revoked. And if the FCC does try to revoke those licenses, again, it'll cause a protracted legal battle. ABC can appeal, and there's lots of legal history to believe that ABC would win. But here's the thing. Disney would have to be willing to fight. That's the big question here. Will Disney fight it out in court? Now, today, the company came out with a statement that says it believes it's confident it will prevail, and it did cite the First Amendment. And my sources at Disney say they're willing to fight this First Amendment battle. But will that be true over a period of months and maybe even years? We don't know. And by the way, this might not just be about Kimmel or about DEI programs for that matter. In this building is the ABT daytime talk show, The View. And FCC officials have also been scrutinizing The View over alleged equal time violations. So basically, if you're the head of Disney, you have government pressure from multiple directions right now. This is a big test for the new CEO, Josh D'Amaro, who just took over for Bob Iger 6 weeks ago. But so far, at least, my sources say he is willing to stiffen his spine and push back because this sure looks like a First Amendment clash.